It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Malcare. Protect your high-performance WordPress website with Malcare. Keep it secure, backed up, and protected. Check out malcare.com. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out thewpminute.com for the links. In the news, there have been a lot of people working with the latest 5.9 WordPress release and reporting their success, well, and failures. Tammy Lister wrote a post about the features in the editor and would like people to quit using the term FSE, full site editing, in 2022. The release is not an all or nothing proposal yet. Matt Medeiros, hey, that's me, created a video on the future of page builders, well, with Gutenberg, when a discussion on Discord started with Justin Ferriman, a WP Minute producer. Go check out that video to see if you agree with me and with the future of Gutenberg. Anne McCarthy writes about some practical ways to lock your projects for clients and users that can make changes to a WordPress website. The new template locking API that was released in 5.9, along with newer tools like theme.json, continue to be modified to adapt to the user experience. The WordPress photo directory recently hit 1,317 photos and continues to grow. There has been a new Slack channel created, and the team is looking for volunteers and moderators to work on a new site being set up on the Make network. The team needs help working through issues in the coming months. So, as we head into the iterative part of Gutenberg's Phase 2, there will be changes for the community of users as they continue to look at WordPress. Josepha Hayden-Champosi writes that the theory of technology adoption that will come in three parts. Keep visiting make.wordpress.org to continue to get the latest updates. Security. PHP Everywhere, a utility for web developers to be able to use PHP code in pages, posts, in the sidebar, or anywhere with WordPress Gutenberg block, has remote code execution vulnerabilities. WordFriends reported that there are three critical vulnerabilities in PHP Everywhere, and all leading to remote code execution in versions of the software below version 2.0.3. The name was PHP Everywhere. What did we all kind of expect? There was a patch version of the plugin rolled out, so if you are using this, make sure you are up to date as soon as possible to keep your WordPress site, well, up to date. From our contributors and producers, Justin Tadlock over at WP Tavern wrote a recent article about the Clarity ad blocker for WordPress. Ads and upsells have been showing up in WordPress dashboards, and many in the community have been complaining about it over the past few years. For many that get that exposure through the WordPress dashboard, this announcement was not well received, to say the least. If the default full screen editing mode and welcome guide in WordPress is annoying when you first visit the edit interface, you can jump over to GitHub to grab the drop-in snippet to disable it. Some may say that PHP is dead or dying, and that's not me. There is a comprehensive article over at Kinsta that per W3Techs, PHP is used by 78.1%, or almost 4 out of 5 websites. PHP seems to be very much alive and faster than before when updated to the latest release. You can go check out this article for the latest benchmarks. We should have put this right next to the PHP Everywhere plugin announcement. Anyway, are you one of those people who hate working through your inbox and approach it with dread? There's a new interesting email product called Shortwave that provides a new experience with threads, history, and bundles. You should check it out as an interesting tool to organize your email and provide a nicer experience. If you are a Beaver Builder page builder user, we'll just call you a Beaver Builder, it's great to know that they have released a free library of courses. Check out that link in the newsletter. Next up, we're going to hear more about WP Career Summit by Michelle Frechette and our Simplified Business Minute from Sam Munoz.
This is Michelle Frechette with your WP Community Minute. April 8th marks the first ever WordPress Career Summit. Tracks will be dedicated to those looking for jobs and for employers. The Job Seeker track will include sessions geared toward helping those look for employment, with talks about the job search, applying, and interview preparation. The Employer track will include sessions around recruiting, onboarding, managing remote teams, and more. Over the last few years, I've watched people searching for jobs, and I've seen companies posting openings, and the job market has been difficult for many. My hope is that a career summit like this will help both sides of the hiring table, while also allowing sponsors to show you why you should apply to work for them. Sponsor spots are still open. This is a post-status event, and I'm the organizer, so reach out if you have any questions. WP Career Summit is free to attend. For more information and to register, visit wpcareersummit.com.
Well, hello there. This is Sam Munoz, co-host of the Making Website Magic podcast, with your Simplified Business Minute. Today, I wanted to remind you that you are never just building a website, so consider making sure that your price reflects all of your work. Now, I get it. You go to send out a proposal to a prospective client and you took into consideration how many pages they need, if they need you to set up their hosting for them, do they need a back-end cleanup? Great. But did you factor in things like back and forth emails, your management of their project, time spent on revisions and feedback, and most importantly, all the strategy, advice, consultation, and expertise you will be providing them about their website and how it all connects to their business during the project? I invite you to sit down today and think about the last project you worked on. What else did you do outside of just building the website? Then add up all that extra value and consider adding that into your next price point. For more tips, mindset shifts, and discussions about the business side of web design and development, check out the Making Website Magic podcast on any of your favorite podcast players.
Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today: Daniel Schutzmith, Birgit, Paulie Hack, Joe Casabona, Jeff Chandler, and Dave Rodenbaugh. New members, we'd like to welcome Thomas Mayer, founder of and CEO of Advance Ads and WebGlide GmbH, to the WP Minute. Thanks for supporting the show, Thomas. And if you haven't noticed, the WP Minute got a fantastic new paint job, more than a paint job, also under the hood. This thing is screaming fast. Thanks to Mike Oliver for designing the new WP Minute theme for us, built on GeneratePress. If you're looking for somebody that does amazing front-end design and optimization, look no further than WP Minute producer and contributor and web developer, Mike Oliver. Mike, thanks for all your hard work on the redesign. Thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in to your favorite 5 minutes of WordPress news every Wednesday. The WP Minute is an experiment in community journalism for WordPress. If you want to support me, my team, and all of those that contribute, head over to buymeacoffee.com/mattreport. Buy us a digital coffee, throw some change in the bucket to help me pay Mike for designing this new website. As little as $5, or better yet, join the community of WordPress newsies. Get access to our Discord server, private podcast, behind the scenes on the news. Get your voice heard on the podcast. Join for $79 for the year to support the show. Become a producer at buymeacoffee.com/mattreport. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it wherever you do social media. Jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.